It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. WNYC has obtained a recording of a conversation between Bergen County Sheriff Michael Saudino and his colleagues. In it, Saudino makes racist remarks about black people and the state attorney general, who is a member of the Sikh religion. Saudino is a Democrat, and his allies are now calling for him to resign. They include people he mentions on the tape, like the Attorney General, Kirby Graywall, the Lieutenant Governor, Sheila Oliver, and Governor Phil Murphy.
It just came to my attention today, and if that is in fact his voice, and the comments are, if you hear those comments, they're comments that Sheila and I and our entire administration find completely, utterly unacceptable, inconsistent with not just our values, but New Jersey values, American values, and there's no choice as to the step that needs to be taken.
WNYC's Matt Katz obtained the tape, and he joins us now with some context to the story and these recordings. Hello, Matt.
Hi there, Jamie.
What were the circumstances behind the recording?
So it was January 16th, right after Governor Murphy was inaugurated, and Sheriff Saudino is in a Bergen County office building, and he's talking to his colleagues about what happened at the inaugural. My source was in the room but did not want his or her name used for fear of retaliation against family members. So Saudino is gossiping, really, but he's asked what Murphy talked about in his speech. Now, when you listen to this, bear in mind that Saudino is a Democrat. He was elected to sheriff twice as a Republican, switched parties, and was reelected in 2016 as a Dem. But he does not seem to agree very much with Murphy's policies, like on immigration and legalizing marijuana.
He talked about the whole thing, the marijuana, sanctuary state.
He didn't talk about the sanctuary state?
Yeah.
Like in those terms?
Yeah. Better criminal justice reform. In other words, let the blacks come in, do whatever the fuck they want, smoke the marijuana, do this, do that, and don't worry about it. You know, we'll tie the hands of cops.
So you hear him say, let the blacks come in and do what they want, smoke their marijuana. There was an expletive in there that we removed. I should also note that studies have shown, by the way, that black people do not smoke more marijuana than white people, but data does show that they get arrested more.
The tape, Matt, goes on for another several minutes. What else did Saudino say?
Next, he gets to talking about Attorney General Kirby Graywall, who, as you mentioned, is of the Sikh faith. And they're talking about, in this meeting, whether Bergen County got any high-level appointments to Murphy's administration. And one of the undersheriffs in the room tells Saudino that Graywall is from Bergen County. In fact, he was the county prosecutor in Bergen. He worked closely with the sheriff. But Sheriff Saudino dismisses that. He says Murphy only picked him to make his administration diverse.
He didn't do that to help Bergen County. He did that because of the term.
Yeah, but it has the effect of protecting the hell out of this county.
He talked about how his cabinet already is so diverse.
Yeah, he's also new, though.
So he said he did that because of the turban. He appointed him because of the turban. Now, Graywall, who wears a turban, has since called on Saudino to resign.
So Graywall, who was county prosecutor in Bergen for many years, so he's not on... qualified for the job on paper, Matt, for the job of AG, as the sheriff makes it seem. Have you had a chance to talk with Graywall about this?
Yes. You know, he's faced racist attacks before, particularly a few months ago from talk radio hosts in New Jersey. But this is different. This is a fellow Democrat, a fellow law enforcement officer whom he knew quite well. Together, they ran Bergen County SWAT team, and they worked together on the opioid crisis. They were on a panel together in 2016 about racism and policing called Communities Working Together. And Graywall seemed just kind of hurt by this. He told me he was very disappointed.
As a prosecutor and as attorney general, one of the things that I work hardest to do is to bridge divides between police and community. And the sheriff's been involved in many of those efforts. And these types of statements do nothing but undermine that trust that we're trying so hard to build.
So now Governor Murphy and AG Graywall calling for Saudino to resign. Any other reaction?
We've heard from another ally of Saudino's, Congressman Josh Gottheimer, who said he was saddened and surprised. And from Jim Tedesco, the Democratic County Executive, who said he was shocked and disappointed. Lieutenant Governor Sheila Oliver was also mentioned in the tapes. She's African-American and unmarried, so Saudino was heard inquiring about whether or not she's gay. Oliver called Saudino, quote, a relic of an era gone by. But so far, nothing from Saudino himself. I'm in contact with his spokesman, but they are giving no comments. It's unclear if he will try to dig his heels in here. I should note he's up for re-election next year.
What else do we know, Matt, about Sheriff Saudino before this? What's his background?
He's white. He's a former police chief in a tiny Bergen County borough called Emerson. He claims to be the longest-serving member of law enforcement in the county, 47 years. And as sheriff, he's in charge of county roads, the courthouse, assisting local police, and the jail. He served the first two of his terms as sheriff as a Republican, and he's still somewhat conservative, and that comes into play when we talk about the jail. Coincidentally, we aired another story this morning about how the county jail, which is now made up mostly of immigrant detainees through a lucrative contract with Immigration and Customs Enforcement, that jail, unlike other ICE facilities like in Essex or Hudson, in Bergen, under Sheriff Saudino's charge, detainees are not allowed to have physical contact with friends and relatives. That means children of immigrants in Bergen County under Saudino's watch cannot hug their parents. When I asked Saudino about this in an interview last month, he said that's in order to keep weapons out of the jail and protect his officers. And he also made a point of defending ICE. He said the agency got a bad rap from the media. So you can make that from that what you will in terms of his politics and where he stands in terms of the immigration debate.
All right. That's WNYC's Matt Katz. Thank you so much, Matt.
Thank you, Jamie.
For more on the story and to hear the recordings, go to WNYC.org.